Good afternoon and welcome to Focus. I'm Steph Glazer and my guest today is Mary Bleckler, community champion at St. Genevieve County Memorial Hospital. And Mary, if you would, explain community champion. What does that entail?
When people ask me what I do, I usually say I'm bringing the community and healthcare closer together for healthier outcomes within our community.
And you rely on resources throughout the community to help you do that?
Yes, different partners throughout the community.
Absolutely. The hospital, the community, I guess, it received two grants recently, and all for the health and wellness of the community. And one has to do with opiate use or misuse, I guess you could say, and the other is food assistance. So why don't we take those one at a time? Tell us about the opiate grant.
So this grant is going to be used to promote prevention, education, and just some support throughout the community.
And that has become such a problem, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. We've noted the county coroner was one of our speakers not too long ago at a meeting that we held. The deaths related to drugs had gone to 11 for the year 2021. The previous year, there were 5.
Oh, my.
So that's quite an increase.
Yeah, and when you think, you know, our little town isn't that big.
Right.
When you look to
right.
a very large city, you know, L.A., New York, it's got to be astronomical there. That's awful. Who is your community partner with this one?
So we're working with the MU Extension Office, Estrella Carmona Group, and it's called Resources to Recovery. So like I said, our big thing is to really push prevention, education. And one of the ages that we really want to concentrate on are the ages 9 to 12, somewhere in there. So we want to work with the schools and to, like I said, just to educate and prevent.
So you'll be bringing resource materials, I guess, to them, maybe speakers or,
yeah.
you know, that sort of thing?
Different programs, mm-hmm. right.
And will this be an ongoing for quite a while or just a few months?
Hopefully for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
The grant that we applied for and were awarded, we gave a 2-year plan.
Oh, so it'll last quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yeah, so we're going to be able to do a lot of great things for the community. One of our other focuses will be Stop the Stigma. I think that's a huge part of what's going on. Just to let people know that there is help and not to shame people for needing the help.
Yeah, that's a big deal. And not just with drug use, with any type of problem, isn't it?
Mental illness or anything, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we need to get over that stigma part of it. The food assistance program you've got going too, and a grant for that as well. Who are you working with there?
So I'm working with, it's through the hospital. And I've been working close with Ricky Schaefer and, again, the MU Extension Office.
Okay. And what will this grant entail?
So the program, the name is Fresh Foods RX. What we want to do is to make sure that fresh produce is affordable and accessible to any patients with food insecurity. The patients that we are focusing on will be pre-diabetic and diabetics.
Now, when you say food insecurity, what does that mean?
So food insecurity will cover people that maybe do not have the funds available to eat a healthier diet
uh-huh.
and aren't able to go and purchase the vegetables and the fruits that will help with their diet. So we want to be able to help them. So the program we're going to start is a pilot program. We're going to start with 5 patients. And, you know, we're going to test out the program to see how it goes, making any modifications or changes that need to be made. We'll also offer through the MU Extension cooking classes and recipes.
Well, that sounds good. You know, that is really so true. It is a whole lot easier to eat unhealthy foods than it is healthy foods, isn't it?
It is so much easier, and in a lot of ways, it's cheaper. So we just want to hopefully, if we can get some fresh fruits and vegetables into their hands and give them some ideas of how to prepare them, that'll kickstart a new lifestyle for them. They also have to meet with the dietitian during this program.
Sure. And how long will this grant last?
So this is just the pilot program.
Uh-huh.
So the grant will cover the 3 months. Pilot program.
Okay, okay. And these will be patients of physician assistant Ricky Schaefer.
Yes.
Okay, well, that sounds good.
So we'll do a screening and assessment and interview the patients.
There's a lot of work involved with these grants, isn't there? It's not just, give us the money and we'll just spend it. You got to do a lot of paperwork. And
it is a lot of writing, rewriting, making sure you have all of the boxes checked.
Yeah.
But when you're very passionate about the health of the community, it makes it so much easier.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's great. Well, we thank you so much. Did you want to add anything else about these grants or something else coming down the pike?
We're just really excited to be able to bring these things to the community and look forward to serving our community.
Well, that sounds great. We thank St. Genevieve County Memorial Hospital for going the extra mile and doing that. Our guest today has been Mary Bleckler, Community Champion at St. Genevieve County Memorial Hospital, and this has been Focus.